This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. I am a guy who likes to play it safe, as we say in America. I almost always avoid taking risks whenever possible. Some people like living dangerously and think taking risks is exciting. For me, I decided 56 years ago to avoid the most catastrophic risk and danger possible. All these years since, it was the best decision I ever made. I'll tell you more about that during the program today. First, a word with my Father. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Our Vision for Christ broadcast began as a shortwave broadcast from a Florida radio facility to sub-Saharan Africa. This is still our primary audience. We have since expanded to Asia and Europe on AM medium wave radio, FM local area radio, as well as on shortwave radio. Our new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Our website works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs there. Just click on Programs at the top of the page. Also, Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That new website address is www.visionforchristworld.com. And search our Facebook page as Vision for Christ World. The greatest risk you could ever take is to live your life without the eternal salvation available through sincere, genuine, heartfelt faith in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. No other risk is greater because no one knows when they will die. Once you die, you have no more opportunity to place your faith for salvation in Jesus. Dying without salvation from Jesus Christ is the most terrible, horrific fate that anyone could face. Friends, I would much, much rather talk to you about the joys of salvation in Jesus, about the rapturous, awesome thrills of knowing you will live forever, for all eternity, for time without end, being spiritually at one with the God of the universe in heaven, without fear or want or lack of anything, such as many of you may be experiencing now in this world. I would love to spend these 15 minutes going on and on about the glorious beauty and splendor of heaven, being united with friends and relatives that had arranged for salvation in Jesus through faith in Him. But the stark reality is that hundreds of people die every hour around the world, and sadly, according to Jesus, most do not have a saving relationship based on faith in Jesus Christ. Enter through the narrow gate, because the gate is wide and the way is spacious that leads to destruction, and there are many who enter through it. How narrow is the gate and difficult the way that leads to life, and there are few that find it. Those are the words of Jesus as recorded in the Bible in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. You may well ask, why is it that more people do not accept the salvation Jesus freely offers to everyone? I have pondered this question all of my life. Here are some possible reasons I've come up with. They do not really believe that God, Jesus, heaven, hell, and sin even exist, so they think there is no reason to be concerned with judgment after death. That is an enormous risk to take. There is no risk that's bigger. Just as the beauty and glory of heaven is wondrous and real, so too the horror of the endless agony of torment in the flames of hell is staggeringly real. People ask, who created hell? Well, God created everything there is in the universe, so that includes hell. People ask, how can hell have everlasting burning and flames? Everyone knows fire consumes what it is burning, and eventually the fire goes out, leaving cold ashes. Yes, that is the way fire works, here and now, on earth. That is true. God created fire to work that way on earth. On earth, if a campfire gets too hot, we can always step away from the flames to a comfortable distance. God created hell with different rules, and physical rules of fire are different there. God can do anything. He is God. There is nothing too hard for God to make. God can and will make hell in a way that the pain of the flames never ends. There will be no relief and no hope that the torment will ever end. In the Bible book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 23, we read these words, "For the payoff of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Most Bibles use the word wages instead of payoff, but the point is that eternal death, damnation in hell, is what you get from sin. That is, living your life the way you want instead of the way God wants you to live. God is so sinless, so holy, so perfect, that he cannot allow sin to ever enter heaven where he lives. Heaven must be 100% pure, clean, holy, loving, and peaceful forever and ever. If God allowed any sinner to get into heaven, it would be a polluted, dirty, soiled place like the earth is now when compared to the perfection of God. Sin is rebellion against the way God wants us to live. Now, people think that is not fair since it is impossible to live a perfect life without ever sinning. Actually, that is true. You cannot live without ever sinning. So that is why God sent his only Son, Jesus Christ, to come to earth, to be born as a baby, being fathered by the Holy Spirit of God, to grow up and live a sinless life on earth, and then to allow himself to be killed by crucifixion, being hung on a wooden cross as a payment for all the sins of everyone throughout time who would truly, honestly place their wholehearted faith in this holy payment for the sins of those who would believe in Jesus to take away their sins, making them acceptable for heaven, making them clean enough for God in heaven when they die. The key element is faith. Sincere, genuine faith in Jesus Christ. Here is the story Jesus told when he was on earth to describe what hell is like. This is one of many warnings given in the Bible so that people will believe in Jesus and not end up forever in this horrible place called hell for all eternity. There is absolutely no good reason that anyone should go to hell. It is completely avoidable. Here is that description from Jesus. "There was a rich man who, dressed in purple and fine linen, and who feasted sumptuously every day. But at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, whose body was covered with sores, who longed to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Now the poor man died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's side. The rich man also died and was buried. And in Hades, as he was in torment, he," meaning the rich man, "looked up and saw Abraham far off with Lazarus at his side. So he called out, 'Father Abraham, have mercy on me. Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in anguish in this fire.' But Abraham said, 'Child, remember that in your lifetime you received good things, and Lazarus likewise bad things. But now he is comforted here, and you are in anguish. Besides all this, a great chasm has been fixed between us, so that those who want to cross over from here to you cannot do so, and no one can cross from there to us.' So the rich man said, 'Then I beg you, Father, send Lazarus to my father's house, for I have five brothers, to warn them, so that they don't come into this place of torment.' But Abraham said, 'They have Moses and the prophets. They must respond to them.' Then the rich man said, 'No, Father Abraham, but if someone from the dead goes to them, they will repent.' He replied to him, "If they do not respond to Moses and the prophets, they will not be convinced, even if someone rises from the dead." Well, that is found in Luke chapter 16. The Bible sometimes refers to heaven as the kingdom of God. Here's an example of some of the sins that keep people from heaven, just to give you an idea of what sin is. "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. The sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, passive homosexual partners, practicing homosexuals, thieves, the greedy, drunkards, the verbally abusive, and swindlers will not inherit the kingdom of God." That is found in 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Revelation chapter 20 gives us a picture of the scene on the day of final judgment for all the wicked, sinful people who refuse to accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior and refuse to repent of their sins, where they could have gained salvation from Jesus. Here is what the judgment of God looks like. "And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened then, and another book was opened, the book of life. So the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to their deeds. The sea gave up the dead that were in it, and death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And each one was judged according to his deeds. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. If the name of anyone was not found written in the book of life, that person was thrown into the lake of fire." Well, the lake of fire is another name for hell. Now, you may say you want to live your life your own way without interference from God. Fine. God says, go ahead. Have it your way. That is what hell is. Eternal conscious existence without God, without His rules, without God's ways, yet you will be completely aware of the love and mercy you could have had and could have been yours for all eternity, but now in hell can never be yours. At that point, you are in hell and you will have to live with the knowledge that going there was your choice. You chose to ignore God and the Bible and the way to heaven by faith in Jesus. Once you are dead, this is a choice you cannot change. Now, while you are living, is the time to choose for heaven or to choose hell. The choice is yours. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to pray and ask to be granted repentance that leads to life by God, and to repent of their sins, honestly, sincerely repent, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe in you, Jesus, and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, by having personal, saving faith in you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the web address of Vision for Christ. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact, no matter where you live. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor, praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith. I will leave you today with this text from Ezekiel 33:11. "As I live, says the Lord God, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn back, change your way of thinking. Turn back in repentance from your evil ways. For why should you die?